Barbara Walters, Jeffrey Canada. Chapter 3. What's in a name? What's in a name? The question famously posed by Shakespeare in Romeo and Juliet is at the root of many family stories. Countless inquiries into genealogical records turn on a name change, and many dead ends result from a previous generation's reinvention. But more often than not, last names are both the biggest mysteries and the best clues we have to a larger story. This certainly holds true for the stories of television pioneer Barbara Walters and education reformer Jeffrey Canada. Neither had a clue about their family's original name. Barbara suspected that the non-ethnic Walters couldn't be her Jewish family's original surname, and Jeffrey never learned how his Bronx-centered African-American family had acquired the name of our nation's neighbor to the north. Any efforts they had made to find out the truth were fruitless. It took a concerted effort, the expertise of numerous researchers, and the aid of archivists and librarians to find even provisional answers. Yet, changed names are only the tip of the genealogical iceberg. While this is a story about lost names, it is also a tale of two fathers and the mysteries surrounding the origins of their lines. Both Walters and Canada were influenced tremendously by their fathers. In Barbara's case, by his larger-than-life presence. In Jeffrey's, by his unrelenting absence. And each was driven on by some combination of genetics and experience to the success they have achieved in their own lives. Barbara Walters, born 1929. When I contacted Barbara Walters to ask if we could research her family history, she had a one-word answer for me. No. Someone had done her family tree already. She knew it all. What more could we possibly offer? This shouldn't have surprised me. Barbara is famous for getting to the bottom of other people's stories. Still, we wanted to do the same for her. And, as it turned out, we found a great deal more than she expected. Barbara Jill Walters was born on September 25, 1929 in Boston, Massachusetts, the daughter of Dina and Lou Walters. Her childhood was, by her own account, glamorous.